Okay, it's the stroke of midnight, Thursday, 6th of January, 2011. I'm recording audio, and I'm here at my friend Dan's house. We've been hanging out a bit since New Year.
Carry on.
They've just disposed of their former housemate. And
next time I see him, I might have
they're discussing how much of his bond to pay back. They seem extraordinarily concerned with the mathematics of this, given this guy apparently was just hated. Poor old, I'm not gonna.
No, but you know what I mean with the bill.
Probably doesn't matter. I'm excessively paranoid about naming people online. But basically, you know, this guy lived here for 2 years and he was just a comprehensive cunt. And he left cum stains on a chair. And his room was a mess. And he was an arsehole. If he wants any money back, who's he going to complain to? The landlord? I don't think so. Was he on the lease? I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Would you do it in a non-padded way?
That wasn't really the point. It seems an excessively negative note to strike. The point is,
We want that fucking $72 we'll take out of the bond. We want, payment for cleaning his room, and we want payment for doing the floors.
Quitting will improve your health.
Plus an extra for us to go out to tea.
Go out to tea?
Yeah.
Tea and scones? Like high tea with...
The remaining four to go out to dinner on Ross's expense.
Yeah, which is the least you deserve for cleaning his room. Go to Bimbo, get a $4 pizza.
A bottle of pizza.
No, a $4 pizza, that's not unreasonable, costs very little.
This is one of my favourite songs ever.
This is one of Dan's favourite songs ever, apparently.
Yellow Brick Road. Yeah.
Okay, if you have a septum piercing, where will I see the ring?
Is there a line in about, maybe it'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics to get
I'm going to go out into the garden.
Have you ever read the lyrics to this song?
I have.
I'm going to roll a cigarette with the new rolling machine that I have that Toots gave me for Christmas very kindly. Yeah. Which, by one of these amazing coincidences that seem to pile up at times like this. I lost my rolling machine shortly before Christmas, somewhere between my house and Kew, where my parents were staying, parents visiting. And, on Christmas Eve, I thought I'd left it behind. In queue, but no, it wasn't in queue, so I thought it must be at home. Wasn't at home, my beloved rolling machine. I remember making a blog post about it 2 years ago. The last time I was mental depressed. And my beloved rolling machine that I've had since my teens, I lost it. And that was okay because Toots gave me a new one for Christmas. The next day. It's not quite the same. I haven't quite adapted to it. I'm still kind of vaguely holding out hope that I'll find my old one. The cum on the chair. No, I've covered the cum on the chair. That was, yeah.
Cum on the floor.
Cum on the floor. You had to sugar soak the walls. Sugar set the walls.
There may have been cum on the walls.
There was probably cum on the walls. Yeah. Now he's moved out with his girlfriend and they think they're so shit hot because, they're doing you a favour somehow.
You're not going to put this on Facebook but using different names.
I'm going to put it on the blog. I haven't mentioned anyone's name.
No, but he won't be friends with you on Facebook, so he can totally put it up.
All right. I've got permission to put it up on Facebook, although I wasn't actually planning to put it up on Facebook.
No, I totally should.
But I totally should, apparently.
This is bigger than when the Beatles broke up.
This is bigger than when the Beatles broke up. He's been living here for 2 years, and just he's jumped the shark, this guy, really comprehensively. John Travolta.
This guy was a Paul McCartney, but with an IQ of 40.
It was like Paul McCartney, but with an IQ of 40. Even lower IQ than the real Paul McCartney.
My old boss,
who's a bit of a stoner,
turned. Well, my room's full of dead bodies.
Okay, now let's see if I can roll a cigarette one-handed whilst with the new rolling machine that I'm still kind of mastering. It's not like the old rolling machine.
Are you telling me?
Can we do it? Can we do it? Can we do it?
In his early 20s, living in a share house.
Incredibly eclectic mix CD that Dan's got on.
He
was made for his brother's birthday. Apparently, I'm going to have to put the phone down. Hold on.
So he went to the party with this girl, and she was friends, she was like with his housemate.
I wasn't actually going to talk about Rob the... Damn, I mentioned his name. I'll bleep it out. Not that it really matters, because this guy was just despised. Poor guy, I kind of feel sorry for him, although, you know, from everything I've heard, although I don't know him, who knows, he surely has his own side of the story. This guy was just despised. Despised. Disprised. Pangs of disprised love, etc. The law's delay, the unrequited office and the spurns that patient merit of the unweary takes. When he himself could his quiet make with bare bodkin, who would fuddle's bare to grunt and sweat under the pangs of weary life, but that the dread of something after death, the undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveller returns, puzzles the will, and makes us rather bear what ills we have than to fly to others we know not of. Thus conscience doth make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought, and enterprises of great pitch and moment with disregard their currents turn awry and lose the name of action. Sorry, I got distracted quoting Hamlet. I remember Tim Main and I had this competition to find out who could learn this passage. Yeah, you know, to be or not to be, that is the question. Is it nobler in the mind to suffer the... Yeah, etc. wow, flashback. Just that since New Year, yeah, since I got back from the coast where I had spent the festive perineum with the fam, I'd been hanging out with Dan a bit, and it's been very inspiring because I've been very down and very creatively frustrated, trying to update my art portfolio document and thinking about the dinner party project, which was a huge deal to me, which was this sort of durational project that I worked on over sort of 8 months and became this huge thing, which I was awesomely in love with and thought was fantastic. And huge amounts of awesomeness flowed from this thing. And it was just, in terms of my art practice, in terms of the things I was doing, the things I was obsessed with, it was just perfect. And now I'm sitting here going, well, I should put this into my portfolio document and try to sum it up, you know, because it's a big thing that I've done. And I just can't, and, you know, I was having all these ideas, but maybe I should interview myself about it and talk about all of the ideas surrounding it, all of the things that it meant to me and why it was awesome, you know, which it truly was, this, you know, trying to create situations where artists spawned from the raw material of experience, etc., blah blah, you know, within ritual structures and you know, trying to set up a system with fairly simple rules that's kind of game like and then just in, you know, seeing what can be drawn from this system, you know, and trying to create awesomeness, you know, and this idea of art being an interactional thing between people and this long past thing that I wrote to Liv Goodall the last time I was really mental depressed, and how I can see that planted the seed of this other thing that grew into this long, you know, and it was all, yeah, it was all durational and shit. And, you know, 5 fucking awesome dinner parties, every single one, if I do say so myself, and it's not like I can really claim credit because I really have to think the 25 or so people who became members of the Secret Society of DPP Invitees were fucking awesome. And yeah, major project. I'm frustrated because I'm just sort of now I can't be bothered. Like, what's the point? Yeah, I could update my portfolio. Yeah, I could interview myself about it and talk about, you know, all of the really hugely fascinating ideas and stuff that emerged from it. That original epic night at Prudence with Victoria and Matt Cav, who might be coming around here to Dan's place later. You know, I had this incredible peak experience and sort of the walls came down and I recognised that we were all one, and I said to Victoria and Matt, you cunts are going to come to dinner at my house. And I invited Carol and Berkey and Georgie and Kinkle, sort of said, oh, I'll bring dessert because I mentioned I was having a dinner party. And it was just legendary. And so I said, I want another one of these. And I set up a system, made a list of 100 people, you know, starred ones who are mandatory, and then said every 2 months we're going to do this, each with a unique guest list, and followed the rules, and, you know, it was just, it was a good project. But now I'm just sort of like, meh, what's the point? It's all big wank. because I'm depressed. And torturing myself, going, well, if you don't do this, well, what the fuck are you doing? Why don't you just kill yourself? And then sort of going, well, that's stupid. You've lost perspective. You're too obsessed with this thing. You've become too insular. But in any case, hanging out with Dan, as I have since I got back, since New Year, has been very inspiring because, I don't know, he's a good guy. And he makes music and he's high creative. And it sort of reminds me that one needs to be in the flow of life and not to be too preoccupied with bullshit. And, you know, it's been good. Yeah. I do not know. Now, Dan's come out into the...
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my blog.
Oh, okay.
You can talk to it if you like.
I'm pissing on the tree.
He's come out to feed the tree in a cowboy hat.
I've claimed that my ex-flatmate's cowboy hat.
Oh, okay, this belongs to the notorious ex-flatmate who we can't name.
Do you reckon Matt will come?
Dan's very preoccupied with this question of whether Matt will come.
No, you're just being jealous. It's just for the novelty.
I'm jealous. He loves Matt more than me. No, I'm not being jealous. But it'd be nice if Matt came because it's always good to see Matt.
Because I want to have a posse to go to Old Bar.
You know, posse. You oh, you want to travel to Old Bar?
Yeah, but if Matt gets here, we can have a posse, you see.
Oh, we can. Okay, we can. It's all making sense now. I don't know if Matt's going to come or not. He made noises like he might. But he has a very poor sense of direction, good old Mac. You know, incredible, genius mind, but he has trouble navigating sometimes, which is interesting. He needs an iPhone, really, with Google Maps on it or something. I don't know what Mac needs. Probably to leave the SRC and pursue his dreams of whatever his dreams are, which are not for me to speculate upon because I'm sure they're far beyond anything that's dreamt of in my philosophy. Actually, probably not. Any and all, it'd be nice if Matt Cav showed up, but I myself am not particularly hopeful. Doesn't matter, I'm having a lovely night all the same, but I should probably start off because I need to take this also. But yeah, no, hanging out with Dan Cross, it's been good. Came around, we watched the Bill Hicks documentary, which I downloaded especially, and the Grant Morrison speech from Disinfocon in 2000. And something else that was also awesome. And talked about shit. Next day we had coffee and went to polyester. And yeah. Although I'm very lost and I've really dropped my bundle. And I'm beginning to worry that it's going to take me like a year probably to get back on form, which is a long time out of one's life. And I get a bit sick of this thing of falling over and having to gradually sort of claw my way back up into sort of functionality again, which is just, I'm sick of it. It happens again and again and again. I really thought I figured out how not to have to do this anymore, but apparently not. But it seems to be what I have to do. What was the point? Dan Cross has been a guiding light to me at this time, and I would like to register my... I was meaning to do some audio about this earlier, but I was too sober, frankly, to... just like interviewing myself about the DPP to convince myself it was even worthwhile that I would have anything good to say. Stupid, narcissistic self-obsession. When, in fact, you know, there is life to be lived and art to be made all around. Oh. Seriously, man. Happy New Year. Happy New Year for all greeters. Here at Dan Cross's house on Bell Street, Matt Cav may or may not show up with his housemate, whose name I've forgotten, who's also from Hobart. The house is really nice. They have an empty room here. I was thinking about maybe moving in. Although I'd have to pay rent. I'd be crazy to leave my house, Shahid Curry. So I don't have to pay rent there. But I've been there a long time now, as long-term readers of the blog will know. Getting on for 5 years, which is a long time to live in one place. And, you know, at times like this, my sense of time gets all warped. I can't remember if things, you know, all these different eras, the Bentendo era, the Sean Walker era, we were talking about Sean Walker fucking Wooters earlier. The Celestine era, brief, but good era. The Kilby era when Jay lived here, tumultuous but interesting era. Then I lived alone for a while, and then since the last 2 years I've been living with Grimsey, who's been an awesome housemate, but, you know, I wonder if it might not be healthy for both of us if one or both of us moved on. I honestly don't know. It's all a question of how you frame things. But in any case, Happy New Year. That's enough. It's not quite enough. Basically, Tegan craves change. And we know from having lived in this one place that you can manufacture change. You don't need to move. It may help, but it's not necessary. You know, we can manufacture a golden era. You know, here is where the sky's blue, here is where the birds sing. Ian Forster, you know, Room with You, Unknown You. It's totally doable. We have everything we need. So, you know, really moving is a red herring. I don't need to move. I just need to sort my head out. And I will, however long it takes. We've done it before, we can do it again. Yes, we can. That is all.